This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. رياض الرزازي welcome you to بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Rizazi welcome you to Tafsir Bites, Tafsir Bits. This is session number 8, episode number 8. And we are with Surah Al-Imran, still. So just give a minute for some more people to join, inshallah. Just a minute or two for more people to join so that we can start, inshallah ta'ala. All right. This is Surah Al-Imran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba. أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحبا. أهلاً نادية نديم وخديجة محمد. أهلاً أهلاً ياسين. وعليكم السلام وجنيد حكيم وشازية. السلام عليكم all of you. وعليكم السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين. How are you خديجة? You okay? وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. سيد زهيدة how are you? How's everything? سناء وعليكم السلام سناء الفكري وعليكم السلام okay who else this is the tafsir bites bits right so those of you who've been taking notes pull your books up and then your pens handy and get them ready inshallah because this is a short session on tafsir and and I think you should be taking notes, inshallah ta'ala, because there'll be some nice information to share with you, and especially when it comes to tafsir. You know, we've been talking about so far Fatiha, the Quran, Fatiha, and the Al-Baqarah, and then today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to finish Surah Al-Imran, inshallah. All right, so let us start, inshallah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam, rasulullah. Welcome you all to another session called Tafsir Bits. This is session number 8. And all these sessions, by the way, are recorded on Facebook. Maybe not on Instagram, because Instagram you cannot record, you know, for more than 24 hours. So you can always go back if you have missed the other sessions and watch them, inshallah ta'ala. They're not long, right? So with regard to Surah Al-Imran, my brothers and sisters, We talked about the virtues of Surah Al-Imran. We talked also about the, it's Surah number 3, and it has 200 ayat, and it is located between, you know, on Juz 3 and 4, between those two ajza, 3 and 4. Surah Al-Imran, it has another name, Al-Zahra. So you have Al-Imran and Al-Zahra. Al-Zahra from that nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this surah with, because what? Quran is all nur, but also the Prophet Muhammad called it a nur, as this hadith, when the Prophet says, read Al-Quran because, or for it comes as shafi' for you on the Day of Judgment. And then he says, Iqra'u al-Zahrawan, al-Zahrawain, read the two Zahra, Baqarah and Al-Imran. They will come in the form of a cloud to shadow you on the Day of Judgment, and to witness and to intercede on your behalf on the Day of Judgment. So this is some of the virtues of Surah Al-Imran. My brothers and sisters, with regard also to Surah Al-Imran, it was revealed right after Al-Baqarah, and it is also a Madani Surah. It's a Madani Surah that was revealed right after Surah Al-Baqarah. So its number, actually, in terms of revelation, is number 87. 87. Surah Al-Baqarah is 86. We have 114 surahs, right? We have 114 surahs. Al-Baqarah is 86 in terms of revelations. And Surah Al-Imran is number 87. So Al-Imran came right after Surah Al-Baqarah and before Surah Al-Anfal. Before Surah Anfal, which we would talk about, inshallah ta'ala. And I mentioned last week with regard to Asbab al-Nuzul. Asbab al-Nuzul means, you know, like the reasons by which this surah was revealed. 41, you know, reasons, some pertinent to Jews, some pertinent to Tarbiyah, You know, some are pertinent to Al-Nasara, the people of the book, Al-Nasara. Some also are pertinent to Tarbiyat al-Sahaba, you know, the discipline of the Sahaba. Because, you know, there was some ayat that were revealed after the hadith, after the incident of the battle of Uhud, you know, and when the Sahaba, they were heartbroken, and Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed, you know, certain ayat to sort of empower them. So for altogether 41 reasons as to why the surah was revealed. And the matla surah, the matla, the beginning of the surah, or the intro of the surah, for those of you who just joined, in the previous session, we talked about 10 different types of introductions. When Allah Azza wa Jalla starts the Quran, you know, in any surah, there's only 10 types of introductions. One type of introductions is huruf at-tahajji. Allah starts with huruf at-tahajji. You know, huruf at-tahajji is like alif, lam, mim, alif, lam, ra, alif, lam, mim, sad, you know, kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. You know, these are called huruf at-tahajji. So Surah Al-Imran starts with huruf at-tahajji, alif, lam, mim. That's what it starts with. And the mawdu', the topic, the subject of the surah is mostly tathbit al-mu'mineen. The content, the most, you know, the content of the surah, the topic revolves around making the believers stand fast in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's go more into the detail. The details of this I mentioned last week, and this is where I'm gonna, you know, inshallah ta'ala, try to cover today. Three different types of, you know, topics within Surah Al-Imran. Talat aqsam. You may say three different types of segments or three divisions in terms of Surah Al-Imran. There's one section or three sections, you may say. One section that talks about ta'rifu billah. What's ta'rifu billah? Defining or the definition of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who's Allah Azza wa Jal? So there's one section that talks about defining Allah Azza wa Jal, the definition of Allah. Ta'rifu billah, letting people know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first section. The second section is hiwar ma'a ahlil kitab, is a dialogue with the people of the book. And the third section is tathbit ahlil iman, meaning is the third section is to make the believers stand fast in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first section from verse number 1 until verse number 22. And this section, as I mentioned, is a section that introduces the reader, the people, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, defining who Allah Azza wa Jalla is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, nazzala alayka al-kitaba bil-haq. Allah al-hayy, Allah al-qayyum, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who... the one subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only the creator, the sustainer, and the one subhanahu wa ta'ala who sustains all that exists. Al-Qayyum, qa'imun bi nafsihi. Qa'imun bi nafsihi, he is self-sufficient. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not need anyone to sustain him, subhanahu. He's self-existing, self-sufficient, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, it's Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with, this is one of his names, Al-Qayyum, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nazzala alayka al-kitab. The one who revealed the book upon you, O Muhammad. So that very first, you know, section talks about defining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using his names and attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, as in the hadith, 100 names, minus one, yani 99 names, but that does not mean that Allah Azza wa Jalla has only 99 names. Allah has more than 99 names. There's this dua that the Prophet used to make, or Allah, I ask you by every name which we know, when he used to make this dua, or Allah, I supplicate unto you, and I ask you, I invoke you by every name which I know, and every name which I do not know. Every name which we have revealed, and every name which we have kept hidden. So yes, we know the hadith that says 99. A lot of people, they say, you know, Allah has 99 names. Naam, but Allah Azza wa Jalla has more than 99 names, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here he uses this name, Al-Qayyum. the self-existent subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sustains all his creation subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's from section from ayah number 1 to verse number 22. The second section starts from 23 to 99. And the introduction in this section is matla khabari. Those of you who have been following me from the very beginning, we talked about one type of introduction called matla khabari, meaning it's a statement. Allah starts with a statement. So in this second section, 23 to 99, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with a statement and a dialogue, a general dialogue with the people of the book, with Ahl al-Kitab. And also Allah Azza wa Jal talks about the haqiqat Isa, you know, the reality of Isa, the truth of Isa alayhi salam. And, you know, talking about exactly like verse number 33, 64, 69, 79, 92. Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, he in that dialogue with Ahl al-Kitab, he explains and he, you know, who the reality of Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, as he's talking to the, you know, Ahl al-Kitab, he says, Allah اصْطَفَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored Adam, Nuh, Al-Ibrahim, the family of Ibrahim, and the family of Imran. Because from the progeny of Imran will come Isa alayhi salam. Ala al-alameen. Allah has favored them upon al-alameen. The entire world. Al-alameen. So why Allah, excuse me, Allah is mentioning here these particular prophets. Allah mentions Adam, Nuh, the family of Ibrahim, and the family of Imran. Ala al-alameen. Because the family of Imran, the wife of Imran, it's an amazing story. An amazing story, you know, إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. The wife of Imran, when she wanted to, she wants to make a difference. So she vowed, you know, if she was to get pregnant, that baby that she was going to get, she will, you know, she vowed to utilize that baby, that son or daughter, in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muhadhara. Wa Allah, I have vowed, you know, whatever it's in my womb, to be in your service. What a beautiful vow from a woman to her Lord. A beautiful, imagine, sister, you're pregnant, and then you say to yourself, oh Allah, this baby, when he comes out, it will be in your service. I will utilize him to be in your service, like alim, to be for you to serve alim, sheikh, an imam, a qari. You know, this is my making a vow that my baby will be in your service. That's the intention of the mother of the wife of Imran. And then she gave birth to a woman, to a girl, to a baby girl. She gave birth to Maryam, Mary. And then she was a little bit disappointed. Rabbi inni wada'tuha untha wallahu a'lamu bima wada'at wa laysa adh-dhakaru kal untha wa inni samaytuha Maryam wa a'udhuha bika dhurriyyataha min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Wa Allah, I gave birth to female, and Allah knows what she gave birth to. Wa Allah, I gave birth to female, because she thought that change can only happen with male ancestors. Amazing. She thought that change can only happen with male. Allah, you know, he gave her birth. You know, she gave birth to a female. And then she was wondering, Wallahu a'lamu. And Allah knows what she gave birth to. And she named her as Mary. Because from Mary will come Isa alayhi salam. History will change. The Christian history will change. Because of the intention of that woman. That's all in the second section of Surah Al-Imran, from 33 to 99. And then the third section starts from 100 to 189. The third section starts from 100 to 189. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with matla' nida'i. Nida'i. The other one was khabari, a statement. This one is nida'i. What's nida'i? Is a call. Allah starts with a call. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here is a nida, a call to the believers. What kind of call to the believers? To make them stand fast and not to obey others that will lead them astray. And here Allah azza wa jalla particularly mentions some of the people from the book. If you were to obey them, they will lead you astray. Kafirin, even. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, in the same section, section number 3, talks about, he is warning from, again, from there is a sect from the people of the book that is very astray, and he's warning the believers not to follow them, not to listen to them. Not to obey what they're saying, not to believe in what they're saying and what they claim. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same section, that he's saying that, and here, subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking to what happened to the believers in the battle of Uhud, where the believers, they did not listen to the command of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed some ayah because they were heartbroken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, you know, certain ayah to empower them. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this section says something really beautiful. And so in verse number 106, beautiful. Again, something to make tatbih to the believers. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هم فيها خالدون فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون وأما الذين بيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون. That day when some faces will become dark and others will become bright. And then Allah says with regard to those who have become dark, والعياذ بالله, فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم ففي أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم. After you became a believer, you became kafir again. أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. You made kufr after you have believed in your Lord. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَبِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Taste the punishment of your Lord. After you have left the deen, after you have left iman, and then you became kafir. And then Allah says, with regard to those whose faces will be brightened, He says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. They will be in the bliss of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. In it they will live forever. In that bliss, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jannah, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, like I mentioned, talking about to the Sahaba, telling them, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. Allahu Akbar. Look what he's telling them. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. He says, and don't feel bad. Don't feel heartbroken. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't feel sad. And you still have the upper hand. You still have the upper hand. After they have lost the battle, they were really, you know, they were hurt, they were sad and heartbroken because only few numbers of people did not listen to the command of the Prophet when he told them not to move down from the mount of the archers. Only a number of people did not listen to the command of the Prophet. So, you know, they lost, although they were winning the battle initially, right? The battle, they were winning the battle. And then because of they did not listen that command to the command of the Prophet, Allah switched, you know, the Nusra, the victory, from victory into a loss. So they were really heartbroken and disappointed and angry and sad. Angry and sad. So, and then, إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. If you have been defeated, and you've been, the people before you, the people that won this battle, فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. They went through the same thing in Badr. They went through the same thing in Badr. Yani Quraysh, you won in Quraysh. You defeated them in Quraysh. The same people who maybe defeated you here, you defeated them in Quraysh. So they went through the same sorrow. They went through the same pain that you are going through now. So he, as if he's telling them, it's okay. It's all right. Subhanallah. How he's, you know, the name of Allah Al-Jabbar comes to my mind right here. The name of Allah Al-Jabbar comes to my mind right here. Why? Al-Jabbar is the one who comforts the heartbroken, you know, servant, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have a broken heart, how can you mend that heart? There is no doctor who can mend your heart when it's broken, but Allah Al-Jabbar would mend that heart. So Allah here, he's comforting them. He is mending their hearts because they were heartbroken, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. Don't be sad. Don't be disappointed. You have the upper hand. Jesus, telling them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that same section, here is a call to the non-believers. Allah is saying here, nothing will be accepted except those who come with the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other religion. Inna alladhina kafaru wa matu wa hum kuffar, those who chose not to follow the straight path, they chose to follow, subhanallah, kufr. Allah azza wa jalla says, inna alladhina kafaru wa matu wa hum kuffar, and they die on kufr. فلا يقبل من احدهم ملء الارض من احدهم ملء الارض ذهبا. Allah Azza wa Jalla saying, it will not be accepted from them, even if they were to come on the day of judgment with the entire earth filled with gold, to, you know, so they as if they just want to give out that gold, the entire earth filled of gold, just to, so that they can sacrifice that gold and then to save themselves from hellfire. Allah Azza wa Jalla saying, nothing will be accepted from them. Those who make kufr and they die on the state of kufr, nothing will be accepted from them. What will be accepted is a person saying La ilaha illallah before that person dies. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving that statement to the people of the book, to the non-believers, that if you were to die in the state of non-belief, nothing will be accepted from them. And then the khatima, the end, you know, the conclusion of Surah Al-Imran from verse number 190 to 200, because remember, I said this surah has 200 verses, you know, so from 190 to 200, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this conclusion, he is talking about the akhlaq of the mu'mineen, the morals, the characters, the good morals of the believers. And also subhanahu wa ta'ala, تذكير بإيمان بعض أهل الكتاب. And also he's talking about the fate of some of the people of the book, because not all the people of the book are bad. No, there's some who are really, you know, righteous and pious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the belief of some of the people of the book, those who truly followed Isa alayhi salam. They did not associate anyone with Allah azza wa jal. They did not call Isa God, but they believed in him as a prophet alayhi salam. And then the very, very end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finishes the ayah, the surah, with a beautiful nida, with a beautiful call to the believers, you know, with awamir, giving them some orders, beautiful orders. What kind of orders? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the surah, you know, saying, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, you who believe. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا, endure and be more patient. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is making that call right at the very end to the believers, to people, endure and be more patient. اصبروا ورابطوا واصبروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you may get success. And that success will be in this life and the life of the hereafter. Although also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those people, subhanallah, those who ponder, ajib, those who ponder upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, and this is all between 190 and 200, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar la ayatin li ulil albab,
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار.
Beautiful. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about those people who ponder, you know, they contemplate about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they create they contemplate about the creation of the heavens and the earth, and then the alternation of day and night. They're pondering, they're contemplating on the alternation of day and night. Alladhina, who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who make a mention of Allah, yadhkurun Allah, they are always in making a mention of Allah, remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. How? They're remembering Him sitting, standing on their sides. They're always into the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. And then as they are say as well in the dua, wa Allah save us from the torment of hellfire. So this is in general, my brothers and sisters, the summary of what Surah Al Imran talks about, the topic, right? So far we talked about, you know, its number, how many verses. Is it Madani or Makki? We said it's a Madani surah, where it was revealed. Its nicknames like Al-Zahra, Al-Imran, right? We talked about the Tartib, and we said the Tartib, you know, in the sequence, it's in number sequence 87. It was revealed right after Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is 86, and Al-Imran is 87. We talked about the Al-Asbab. We said there's 41 Sabab. 41 reasons as to why this surah was revealed. We also talked about the matla, you know, how it starts. It starts with harf al-tahajji, alif lam mim. And then we talked about the three sections, because the topic of it, you know, the topic, it's split into three sections. One section that talks about, you know, defining who Allah Azza wa Jalla is. The second section talks, the Qism al-Awwal, Qism al-Thani. The second section, it's a dialogue with the people of the book, and the third section is a call to the believers and to make them, you know, steadfast in the iman, in the iman, in the faith and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's with Surah Al-Imran, my brothers and sisters. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be talking about Surah An-Nisa, inshallah. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be talking about Surah Women. Amazing. There is a surah in the Quran called Surah Women. My brothers there, is there a surah in the Quran called Surah Men? Where are the men out there? Or is there any man in here? Is there any surah in the Quran that says Surah Men? Can anybody tell me? Anybody in here? I only see sisters. Where are the brothers? Thabit, he's still there. Ahad, he's here. You know, is there any surah in the Quran that says man, Surah Man? Yasin. Is there Surah Riyad? Is there Surah Man? There is no Surah Man, but there is Surah Women, Surah An-Nisa. Allahu Akbar. If only sisters, if only women could understand this beauty, instead of them following this and following that and starting to compare themselves with men and starting, you know, listening to, you know, oh, look what, you know, what Islam has done to women. It's all propaganda. Propaganda, that's all it is. If you really learn about the reality of Islam, Islam has elevated women. Before Islam, woman was nothing. I spoke about this when I teach the seal of the Prophet Muhammad, before the coming of the Prophet, how women were perceived in their society, in the country, in Europe. How they used to perceive women as a ghost. They used to perceive women as jinn. They said, women, she's not a human being. You know, subhanAllah, Islam came and changed the status of women. And then people today, you know, some people say, oh, look how Islam treats women. Look how you people treat women. Whenever you want to advertise a car, you bring a naked woman next to it. You want to advertise something, you bring a naked woman to it. Is that how you really defend women? Is this how you really portray the image of women? By bringing a naked... Yahi, even, astaghfirullah, boxing games. Yahi, we're watching a boxing fight. although boxing is, you know, or kickboxing, or, and then you have to bring in these women with thingies going around holding a number. Is this how you really elevate the image of women? You wanna advertise a drink, you know, a pop, a Coke, or soda. You bring in a naked woman next to it. Is this how you really, yeah, and you defend women and elevate the status of women? And unfortunately, some of our women, Muslim women, they believe that. And they say, yeah, look, yes, I do understand. And I do agree to a certain extent that there are some Muslims who mistreat women and have been given the bad image to the West about, you know, about the treatment of women. But that has nothing to do with Islam. Has nothing to do with Islam. We need to separate between Islam and between adat, taqalid, cultural. Culture, even cultural is too much for it. People need to learn how to separate and how to differentiate between the two. Islam has nothing to do with what some people are doing. And the West, what happens here is they say, oh, this is how Islam treats women. La ya ammi, no. So we have a surah in the Quran called Surah An-Nisa. Surah An-Nisa. And how the Prophet, you know, subhanallah, Surah An-Nisa. And there is a surah in the Quran called Surah Mary, Maryam. There is no surah in the Quran called Surah Khadija, or Surah Aisha, or Surah Fatima, or Surah Amina, the mother of the Prophet. No, we don't have surahs in the Quran called those names. We have surahs in the Quran called Surah Maryam, or Surah Al-Imran, another woman, the wife of Imran, the family of Imran, and Surah An-Nisa, women, Nisa. Amazing surah, sisters and brothers. We will talk about it tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. All right? Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you so much for joining. And I shall see you all today. When today? 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock p.m., 11 o'clock p.m., UK, 6 p.m. Eastern time for the end of time. The end of time, inshallah ta'ala. Hope to see you all there. Barakallahu fikum. Jazakum Allah khair. Facebook. Riyad Warzazi saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this is for fake.